Look, if you're thinking about starting a cash practice, or you just started one and you're making less than $5,000 a month, you need to take a serious look at the Gym PT Blueprint. I put this course together for you. The PT is trying to do his own thing, that doesn't want to have to work for somebody else seeing 30 people a day and hating their job. And I did this so that you can skip all that time and wasted energy and money that it takes to learn things the hard way and follow a proven system that has helped over 100 cash practice owners start, run, and grow successful practices in the last 9 months alone. Guys, this is something that can significantly help your business. It's just up to you to decide if you're willing to invest in yourself. Head over to drdannymatei.com, go to the products, and check out the Gym PT Blueprint right there. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and man, it's early. I'm headed to work. I got some patients this morning. Actually, got patients all day. Tuesday, it's my long day, so I've got seven or eight folks on the schedule for today. But as I'm headed there, I'm going to answer a student question, which is a great question. I actually get this quite a bit via email or Instagram direct message, or anybody hit me up on Facebook, something like that. I get this question a lot, and the question is a side hustle practice a viable way to start a cash practice? And if so, what location do I recommend somebody get a part-time job in, or their full-time job, I guess is a good way to put it, until they are ready to move over to full-time practice? And I'll kind of reference when I think you're probably ready to make that a full-time transition. It sort of depends on the person, but first of all, I absolutely think that the sort of side business transition is a good way of going about it. And in fact, I think for most people, it is probably the best way to transition to a cash practice. And the reason why is, you know, many of us, all of us, I would say, have real life financial commitments, whether it be your student loans, whether it be, you know, your spouse and or family. Maybe you have some kids. You just have rent. You have to buy food. Like, everybody has things that they have to pay for, right? So unless you have some decent amount of savings in place and you're willing to live off of that for, you know, a few months as you really kind of get yourself established, then I would tell you your best bet is really to try to make this what we consider like a lateral transition, where you build up some sort of income to help replace the income that you're losing whenever you do decide to transition over to full-time in your business. And really, I think it's to start a business, there's a lot of stress associated with that. This is definitely one of the most low-stress ways of going about doing that, because really, many of you are looking at potentially doing PRN work at a hospital or whatever on the weekends, or a little side job to make a little bit of extra money. That's really common in the healthcare field, actually. Like, my dad, I remember, so he's a nurse practitioner, and when we were in middle school, I remember him, like, you know, missing some games and stuff on the weekends, and and actually having this little side job that he was doing, where he was just making a little extra money working at a hospital part-time, you know, and it's because he could get a pretty good rate for kind of flexible weekend work and stuff, and he had three kids, and we're expensive. So making a little extra money is real common for people in the healthcare field to do that. So now you can do the same thing, but you can do this with, you know, a business that you're starting instead of going and working for somebody else. So the type of location I think you should look at trying to work as you're building this side practice, it sort of depends. Like, many of us want to work in an outpatient setting and get a lot of mentorship, and like that's a great way to go about it, like to develop your skills. If you can find a location where you're truly going to get, you know, actual mentorship, in many cases that's not what actually happens. You know, your practice, you get busy, you know, and it's very hard to find a place where you're going to have somebody like hands on with you a few days a week, you know, as you're learning how to improve your skill set. So, you know, I think that if you find that, that's amazing. You should absolutely stick to that, and you should try to learn as much as you possibly can. But that person, excuse me, that's mentoring you may not necessarily be interested in doing all this work when they know you're really going to leave in the course of a year or whatever it might be to go and do your own thing, and potentially in a similar area or a similar niche that they function in, right? So, and you may not have as much flexibility to be able to do some stuff during the week. So if you can find that scenario where you get a mentor and you have flexibility of your schedule, and they're cool with you, you know, leaving in a short period of time, like that's a dream scenario, then, you know, go for it. But most people are not going to necessarily find that situation. So the best thing to do is really look for a job that allows you to have some flexibility. And there's a couple scenarios that can work really well. One of those being home health, one being something like a skilled nursing facility, hospital-based kind of PRN work. My recommendation is to pick something that you're going to get a little bit higher the hourly rate a little bit like higher pay, that you don't necessarily like, and you have a little bit more flexibility over your schedule, in particular during the day. So I'll give you a couple examples. Like one of the folks that we've worked with is actually the Keel brothers, the QB Docs, which they're doing some really cool stuff. Like, if you want to get an example of, you know, how you can mix a brick and mortar location with digital work, check out K3 Performance and the quarterback docs, or the QB docs. It's Drew and Dusty Keel, who are both physical therapists that are they focus on quarterbacks. Like, they primarily work with quarterbacks, but you know, they started their kind of side sports performance / PT practice, and so they do that on the side. But they also, and then Drew in particular, you know, has a job where he works at a skilled nursing facility. And what's cool about that is, you know, he has only a few patients per day compared to this like really strict schedule working at an orthopedic clinic. And he actually has an opportunity, you know, if he's efficient with his time and documentation, he can actually work on some business stuff for his side business while he's at his job, you know, for this nursing facility. So it's pretty cool. He actually gets to, you know, make decent money, have some flexibility and some time where he actually can work on the side project that he wants to be full time. And you know, he's not just like diving in and making no money in the process. So he's been able to really devote a decent amount of time to what they're doing on the side. And I think something like that is a perfect example. Whether you decide you want to do, you know, some sort of niche specific digital variation to what you're doing or not, it doesn't matter. You can do this strategy really with just a cash practice, you know, or a digital practice, or both, like what they're doing. Another guy that we've worked with out of Greenville, his name's Tim Vargas. Tim's done a great job of being able to transition as well to a side practice where He initially opened up his office 2 days a week and then took a job that basically was, you know, equivalent in terms of what he was making at his orthopedic clinic in a hospital, and was able to start his practice a couple days a week. Now he's gotten so busy to where he's had to add a third day to his cash practice. And essentially what's cool about this is, like, if you think about it, so like for him to be able to, you know, be fairly busy 2 to 3 days a week, he's basically replaced his income from the orthopedic clinic, and he's still working part-time at a hospital. So, you know, being able to actually make more money than what you were making with this one job allows you to take a few months to really save as much as you feel like you need to be comfortable enough to then say, okay, I'm going to stop doing this hospital-based work and I'm only going to work on my cash practice. And what I tend to see with that is, once you devote all your time to your practice, you see this kind of hockey stick kind of increase in revenue and visits. And it's because you have more time to devote to the actual, you know, business that you're trying to build. Now, along the way, you've set yourself up in a way where it's, you know, it's less risky, you've saved some money, you've made some connections, and you've developed a brand along the way to help with that transition, which is huge. But if you do it right, you should be in a better financial position whenever you decide to go all in than if you just said, you know, screw it, I'm quitting this job and I'm just going to make this work, which is what I did, which is something that I don't necessarily recommend everybody does. You can do that. Don't get me wrong. It worked for us. It was also like super stressful compared to if I had, you know, taken a job on the side. I mean, I had the opportunity where I basically had 2 months where I was still getting pay from the military because I had all these days of leave built up, right? So I had 60 days of vacation time that I didn't take while I was in the Army. I didn't really take a vacation at all whenever I was in, because, you know, I mean, I lived on a tropical island in Hawaii for a few years, so I didn't really need to go on vacation anywhere. I would just go to the beach where I lived. And also the last year I knew I was getting out, so I didn't take any vacation for the last year. So I accumulated these 2 months of leave. So I got paid for these 2 months while I was starting my practice. So I really had 2 months to make it work. That was my goal. I was like, all right, I got 2 months to replace, at least close to replacing my income. And that's what my goal was, and that's what I was able to do. So I did have some variation of kind of income coming in. You could also live off savings. You say, like, all right, I'm giving myself 2 months, make this work. I have this amount saved, I'll burn through this, and if I do, then I'll find a hospital job. You could go that route as well. I think the side business transition is the most least stress variation of what you can do, and probably the best for most everybody that is listening to this is thinking about doing a cash practice. And also don't forget about kind of what the Keel brothers are doing. I mean, they're also developing this digital platform. So maybe your side business isn't necessarily brick and mortar. Maybe it's digital, right? Maybe you do some custom programming for people, kind of like what they're doing. They work with a very specific niche and they can program for the specific position. And they have a lot of experience with it, and they can charge a premium because it's so niche specific. That's a great way to have a side income as well. Really, it's all about diversification of income, increasing how much revenue you can bring home, and then generation of long-term wealth by investing that smartly or appropriately going forward, so that you're not just increasing your income and you have nothing to show for it down the line. Like, that's the long-term play, guys. That's the vision of generational wealth for your family. It comes from the creation of wealth via taking income and turning that into some sort of investment asset that's going to grow, whether that be reinvesting your business, whether that be reinvesting in real estate or in actual like retirement savings or whatever other vehicle you want to use. Doesn't matter. It has to be something that's going to generate wealth for you long term. So, guys, I hope this makes sense. I appreciate the questions as always. And if you have any questions, you can always hit me up. I love answering these suckers. Try to answer these every Thursday. So enjoy your day today. And if you're making the transition to a cash practice, I hope this helps.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.